Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good afternoon, folks, and big news. We are now sponsored by the best competition page in the whole of Europe is R-Kings. Folks, get over and check them out, R-Kings. Best competition page going. We're also sponsored by the one and only
Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. State-of-the-art sunbeds. No place like it. Get up and check them out, folks.
And I've been trying to get him on from week one. And I mean, when I say I've been trying to get him on, it just hasn't worked out. But today we finally got him. Stephen Tupac O'Reilly. Stephen, what's happening,
West
mate?
Side. Oh,
thank
you, good man, bro. Yeah. Thank you for coming on, mate.
It's been a long time coming, mate.
And I'm privileged to have you on. Well, yeah, I'm a big fan. Because he is a rapper.
Yeah, one of the best. One of the best in Belfast, and people have seen him rapping for years, do you know what I mean? And,
probably seen you other places too.
There's been a few funny videos of you online circulating over the years, like, you know what I mean? So you're probably well known in the West.
Listen, but I'm just a character.
Yeah, for people who aren't from the West watching the show, this is the introduction to the main man yourself. So, Steve, good to have you on, brother.
Absolutely a privilege to be sitting next to you, mate. After the things that you're going to go through and the things that you're going to achieve, I wouldn't give you far off, bro. I'm very surprised now you're not saying to know.
Lambo's the man, like. Lambo is. And I says it on Whiskey and Mate the other week. I'm not blowing smoke up his hole because he sent me say me. There's no one better than him. I'm being serious. His lyrics are out of this world. And he knows what a good song is and isn't. He just needs to make more music, and that's the only thing holding him back. And I tell him it every week. I say, Liam, stop doing songs with people and do your own fucking tracks. And that's the way.
Yeah, well, that's the next, way you're going to have to go. The next couple of tunes that's going to be coming out are going to be a few solo tracks. There's one that I've had recorded. I'm a liar. Me and Greyman's getting two out here as well.
Donald Pumper's been recording, mate. Our podcast page is getting messages every other day. How do I listen to Donald Pumper? I don't know how we fucking listen to it, because I want to listen to it. I'm having to go on and watch podcast clips to fucking listen to it.
I understand, lads. But see, me and Grayman, right, I work flat out and he has three kids. So see me and him trying to get the right time organized where we're both free for at least an hour or two, it's hard. But I promise you this, on Sunday we're going to the studio, we're getting things done on Easter Sunday night, and the Donald Pumper's going to be out. Also, if you haven't seen me, I spat a couple of verses over in Liverpool. It's been a wee week. I had two gigs. If you haven't seen people, get on and check it
genius.
Out.
Genius.
The beat's called Cry All Night, dedicated to one of my best mates who died, Stevie Mull.
Rest in peace.
So, it's going to be coming out here very soon, people. But more to the point, when I'm making my album, I'm making sure that this man is getting on it. Stephen Tupac O'Reilly, the world is famous.
Thank you so much, bro.
Stephen is a rapper, and a lot of people don't know about him outside of West Belfast, but he's the biggest Tupac fan in the world. Do you want to give a Tupac bar?
Absolutely, if that's what you want.
Go ahead.
Don't get me wrong, if I'm fucking going, and we Lane Bow knows that I'm fucking knowing. Yeah. Now let me spit their real bars. We Lane Bow knows that he's going so far. I need to take a wee fucking step back and let him do his fucking thing, because he is a fucking G and he knows that he's going to make it to the fucking very top, where no one's going to fucking realize that he ain't going to stop. And now I got to fucking move it on to be Lane Bow, because he is a real motherfucking artist.
Ooh, good man, good man.
Artist.
It may not be the first 10 people have seen Stephen Nolan on camera.
Yeah.
No one would have seen him. Did you see the Stephen Nolan documentary when he went into MacGyver?
Yeah.
Stephen was on it.
Episode 6 walking up. I'll actually be honest. I was coming actually back from working in Brick Lane in prison, and the camera crew was coming down towards me, so I didn't know what was happening. I was looking and going, who's these people here? But Stephen Nolan wasn't there, unfortunately.
Fat bollocks.
Because if I had got my hands on him, or my fucking word to him, oh, he'd have been in serious fucking trouble, in a good way. But anyway, so went down anyway, episode 6, walking past, come back from Brick Lane after doing my Brick Lane course, and there was the camera crew, and I walked past and says, yo, motherfuckers, West Side.
Yes.
That
was it. See,
Tupac? Yeah.
Was he West Side?
Absolutely.
Right, and you're from West Belfast?
Yeah.
Fuck, well, that's here. Couldn't have went any better. Like,
it makes sense, bro. Makes sense.
Tupac is the GOAT. Do you believe he's alive?
To be quite honest, and see him ways where you actually don't realise, think of the tattoo and the thing that he studied about something called Machiavelli. This isn't like a written up thing. Like, this is real.
It's true shit.
It's
Machiavelli
true,
does me. I am like when you. No, it's no, when no. you. You know when you mix no, mix no, the no, word no. mix the letters no, up. It no, says I'm alive, or is that true, Bill?
Look at it yourself. Think break, of it. What we, break it up and it, think of it.
It does. I am alive, and when you mix the letters
like,
up.
It was like people say Machiavelli.
But if you're going to fake your death, if you're not going to
people with thug life, actually, listen.
But if you're going to fake your death, you're not
thug life. Yes, what does it actually mean?
Little infants fox everybody.
Thank you.
Right, but see,
it doesn't represent actual thugs. It's not about being a thug.
It's not about being a thug or being a criminal or like running about and being a bad person, whatever. No, this is him showing the whole world, not like just like his own people or whatever. The whole world.
I don't think he's still alive, but his spirit is still alive to this day.
And it will be. It will be forever, mate. This music. See, Thugs Mansion, my favorite ever song, mate. Reminds me of my late cousin Courtney. That song reminds me of me. It's a fucking great song. Thugs Mansion's a great tune.
Right, but I have to say on my part, right? People have their own beliefs, people have their own facts, and people have their own choices. But see, in my belief, where my facts, where I see and what I believe, I think Tupac Shakur is alive. That's a fact.
Where do you think he is? Do you think he's Jamaica, like where everyone else is saying?
He's over.
He's in the weight rack in the fucking sun.
He's in turf lodge.
He's probably sitting my man's in the gold bottle waiting to meet you open the door so he can pop things up and say, see, you're my son. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, just listen, everybody has their own ways, facts and beliefs and whatever and all. But unfortunately, in my way, it's just that's what I believe in. Gavin told me to do a Tupac song, which I didn't sing because I ended up singing a freestyle.
Fair play, freestyle.
Was that a freestyle?
That was a freestyle.
Rappers know. I don't.
People out there know it as well because that was no Tupac song. And that's a fact.
But anyway, mate, you're still done with that. That's balls.
Look, these people want to know. Rainbow Spasti and Gavin. I love Gavin the bits, but these want to know if I can spit the legs of Tupac. Well, I'm a big Tupac believer, and there's nothing else going to change my life from it.
I've actually been in parties before where everybody's down the stairs blasting their hearts down, fucking all the party tunes. I've walked up the stairs for a piss, and I just hear Tupac, and he's just sitting in the room listening to fucking Tupac.
You
while everybody else down
so he did.
Stevie Ranch.
Do you not get bored of the same song? Like,
nah, definitely not. It's not even about the song. It's like a spiritual thing. It's like it's a deep feeling what you feel in your soul. It's not like people just make it out like, oh, he's only a person and like it's only what he sings and whatever. No,
the realist, mate, the realist to do it.
This makes me feel like that someone actually coming to preach us to see what,
because people are watching, people are listening, and a lot of people might not know the crack about Tupac who are listening, so it's good to tell them.
He's different. I will say, I'm always an Eminem fella, but
Eminem's a bit, I think Eminem's
right
a bit
now, right now at this moment, Eminem is the number one rapper right now since Tupac Shakur hasn't even sung
No, even, before, even before, even before, like see early Eminem was better than Prime Tupac, but it's the way it's the way Tupac just presents himself. Exactly. Tupac, spirit, Tupac is like,
look, I'll be honest, right? Eminem comes out and says it that he was nowhere near in that level.
I know,
because Dr. Dre put it in that way.
It's because he's not black, but see,
No. If Tupac's occur, obviously people think he's dead. In my belief, he's not.
What do you think he is? No, honestly, what do you think is?
Hawaii, I was
people
like,
said, people were saying he's going to live in Cuba and all. Yeah, I remember, see, years ago, I think I believed him more when I was a kid, but from that now, I'm just like, I think he did. He was assassinated, mate. He was assassinated. He was killed. Him on.
Hey, sure, your man got done with, didn't he?
Biggie, both good.
Your man got done. What do you call the one killed him? Sure,
thank you. These boys don't understand, right? Obviously, Lambo's a rapper. Peace out. Love him to death. Number one in this whole country. There's no one better. I don't care what anybody says. You can come to me and ask me, but I'll just tell you, Lambo Slice is the number one right now. And that's a fact.
No, you're right.
Rap music that is about from number one this day forward, from the day on, Tupac's girl hasn't sung one song after. It's him, no one else.
And there's you listen to the same people that I listen to, and if people are saying that I'm a good rapper, then obviously you must be.
Steam, but in my facts, Steam, you're rapping about this country and what you've went through. Just like Tupac. Think of it, bro. Who doesn't work 9 to 5 and see smoke coming out of their 95s? Come on, the fuck here, people. Where's my 95s? I certainly don't see smoke coming out of them.
You will, buddy.
Any other rappers you like about
Eminem? What's your top five?
In Belfast.
I only have top three rappers.
No, I'm talking about Belfast. Like, so what do you think about the rap scene here?
Right, I'll be honest, right. Lambo right now in my facts is number one. Number two is the guy from Dublin, which I don't know. I forget his name.
Casper Walsh.
He's a funny wee thing and all, but he comes off like, no, there's a...
I'm in Belfast. In Belfast.
The only rapper I've heard in Belfast is Lambo Slice. SP. Sorry, sure, SP. Someone called Cavi Forex. I don't know who that is. Does anyone know who that is?
That's my mate.
Sorry, Cavi, peace out, bro. But come on, lad. You don't, like, this is a real shit speaking for me, mate. I love you. I have nothing against you. I love you to peace. Peace out. But I'm from Westside, motherfucker. Stephen Tupac O'Reilly. I'm only sticking with the realist. Gavin's the realist. And Lambo is the motherfucking realist. And that's it, mate. That's facts. Cool. Come on, man. You don't fucking shit your own doorstep.
Yes, you said it.
Stephen, can I ask you what...
You know, and sorry, Gavin, for butting in.
Okay, bro.
Look. Peace out to everybody else as well. Everybody's doing good. But in the facts is where people just don't understand. Life is a bit tough on other people. Where other people don't understand. But see, when you shake your own doorstep, certainly things that I've done too. Like, but I've manned up about it. You made yourself go where you are now.
Yeah.
100%.
That's just me being peace. That's just, look, I'm being peace. I'm not here to ditch anybody or, you know, I'm just being real. Because of what I see and what I know, what is real. And this motherfucker sitting next to me is...
Slice is the best. He is. There's no one...
I don't think you can put anybody in front of this.
There's no one that can.
I don't
think
anybody...
Well, I would put people in front of me. There's people in
Belfast.
In front of me.
But kneecap...
Kneecap
or like an Irish slang. We got... Like, it's different rap.
Nah, to be quite honest... And this is all jokes he said, because Lambo just triggered my brain there. The fact is that what he says about John Kneecap too, they are absolutely unbelievable.
See, at the minute, John Tsui couldn't lace your boots. I don't care. I'm being serious. John Tsui is his prime died 10 years ago, mate. His prime's, he's hit his prime and he's on his way out. You're on your way up, mate. And it is what it is. You're young and hungry and he's old and...
I haven't listened to
John Tsui song since Bang Bang. What is it? I'm born in Belfast. Mate, listen to the fuck. I listen to your tune.
Come on, bro.
I don't know if I'm being Foxy, I'm being a bass because he's a host.
I know, just because I listen to rap, Belfast rap too. I'm never going to run about and say I'm fucking the best, because I always listen to other people and who I think are good to me. Do you know what I mean?
Please, can I say something here? I need to say something here. There's another person I forgot.
SP taught me how to fucking
here. I was actually
here. Him and Snowball. Fucking, do you know what I mean? I've been listening to people like that. I would still say fuck, they're better than me because I've learned from them. Do you know what I mean?
Nambled, all jokes they say, man, I don't know what it is, mate, but you have the magic, and it's always...
Appreciate it, brother.
Everything you spit out, mate, makes sense. Like, it's... If it didn't make sense to me, like...
I'm trying to make sense. I've been the first to say something,
but it's just like, in a way where our knowledge is in life, do you get me? Like, it's not like... These are things that what you've seen and been through.
I try not to. I don't want to spoof and say stuff that I haven't done.
Thank you, because that's being real.
I'm still trying to get him to write us a song for his podcast.
I could do it.
You know what?
You know what? Can I spit a wee two pack song out for everybody? Because I need Liam Boniera's here and all too, because it's the exact same thing, and it goes through every single person. No matter who thinks who's perfect, they're not. That's a fact. But it's a wee song I'm going to let Lambo and Gavin hear. So this is what it is. Money goes. Fuck friends. You need a homie that knows me when all you motherfucking cats be on me. We've got problems. Ain't nobody calling me back now. What the fuck is happening with my ball and cats? Remember me? I'm your homie that was down in Bra, sipping Hennessy, hanging with the clowns and all. We used to do a straight boots and scoots, but we had bitches by the dozens. Oh, we fucking cousins, you can throw your middle finger if you feel me low. We Lambo just got paid and he still was broke. It took time. Finally, that cast was mine. All of a wall of a hustler stuck on the ground. Look around. And all I see is snakes and faces like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pay. And when you're stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? Are straight busted and can't be trusted. Fuck y'all. But that's me being Westside.
Upper Westside.
Unreal.
That's just it.
Steve, can I ask you what you were in jail for?
I was actually in jail for two crimes that I committed. No, I'm serious. It was just two. Wrong place, wrong time. It was two accidentals. That's what it was to me. Wrong place, wrong time. Things happened, things went Broadway, and then I end up in South.
How long were you in for?
26 months.
Is that long you in for? What's that, 2 years?
Oh, that's 2 years.
It's good to see you.
2 years and 2 months.
Good to see you, bro.
Is that right?
All jokes they said, I was doing brilliant, and look, things just go different ways, and people have different ways, and now I'm starting to feel better, and keep myself right, working.
You look fresh, mate.
I'm going well.
How are you from your ground? You adapting to society well? Like,
to be quite honest, at the very start, it was very, like, it just felt new or something. Like, I actually went to Hells Bay Beach on the third day I got out, and the minute I walked down that pathway, like, and I just seen the waves of the ocean, it was just like, and that breeze, and it was about 23 degrees, it was the beautifulest day of my life, and it was on the third day I got out.
Because you hadn't seen
stupid stuff like a beach.
I'll be honest,
lads. The only time I've seen a bit of sunshine or the birds is when I was actually going to court and then getting brought back to jail.
Tell us this here. So, see, when you're in jail, is it true like cunts wank over like carved ornament on Countdown and all? Or is that
imagination wanks cunts?
I'll just be straight up with you.
Is that true?
It's just like I wouldn't even make a sear up. Obviously for a podcast, because it's just, that's being fake, but being realistically, it's a jungle in there, and I'm not joking, it's like what you're saying there, it's even worse than what you're saying.
They're not wanking each other, are they?
It's even worse.
Seriously?
And peace out to all the prison officers out there and all too, here, well, peace out. But guess what, coming up to a year now, I'm out with nothing hanging over me because I'm a good boy.
But do you reckon there's any secure or like prison officers in there doing a wee bit with the prisoners?
Absolutely.
Have you got female screws in there?
There was beautiful ones in there.
Any fucking, you know me.
That's me, Steen Tupac already. I had all the attention. I had all the bitches because everywhere I came from, they were just all over me.
Seriously?
Gifted a gab, mate.
They love me because, to be quite honest, I'm not going to lie, because obviously you know who I am and my style of life, the energy, banter, and getting on with it, and they just loved it. And so, I mean, at the start when I went in, I was fucking about, so I was always getting locked. never getting out, and it was bad at the start. And then I started going, fuck, I need to play the game here because I know I'm going to be in for a while. So I started calming down, went to the gym, done an education, ended up going to Bricklane. I've done a lot of things in there. Like, I didn't lose myself a bit, and I'm like,
did you see the video of your two fellas banging your woman in the cell?
Oh, I seen
in
that.
England. Did you see it?
Fair absolutely. Play.
Did you see it? Any alcohol up in Haybank?
Absolutely. No, this was a what do you mean, Haybank? I was in McGabry.
Is that where you were? Fuck, I wouldn't know the difference. What is he, I've never seen a jail cell. I wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, no, he must have thought I was 23. He got me 10 years younger.
Steve Nolan, sure.
Yeah, don't be the start, Steve Nolan, because he's sitting here. But anyway, no, all jokes.
Oh, I report live. Yeah, real Steve.
Yeah,
Nolan.
Steve Dupac already reporting you TV live West Belfast. The Steve Nolan joke.
Come on,
come on.
But does that shit happen? Like, were female screws? Is that happen? Like,
Gavin, am I? Like, can I be honest with you and Liam?
This is going in the podcast.
I know.
Now,
can I be
you
honest?
Don't you don't want to get anyone trouble.
Can I be honest with this full podcast? Imagine, like, I never once lived in fear when I was in there because I was just in to do my thing, no one else's. So I was myself, and that's the way I kept it. I fucked about a lot, but I played the game, so I outsmarted them. One day I came back from doing my bricklaying course, and I didn't get my yard time. And it was at 2 o'clock, sunny day. I got my yard at 2 o'clock, but I was meant to get my yard at 10:30. But because I was a brickman at my course and I came back, I could get the 2 o'clock yard. Was that the most silliest mistake I made in my life?
Why?
So I'll tell you the wee story.
Go ahead.
I'm on level 2. You call it B2. I got the R10. And a rat happened.
A rat?
A rat.
Between Catholic and Protestants?
Nah. Against the prison officers.
Straight into sectarian.
That's only rat I know of.
And this was no cause of me. Like, I was found not guilty of all charges because I had no involvement in it. I could not be involved in that there after me being in prison for the two crimes I committed already. So I knew not to get involved, and it was in camera and all. But this, you call him Scotty, and he was a rapper. It was a fucking it was the funniest thing. I tell you what, see, for to have an experience in prison, I was in there for over, 26 months. But this happened in about the 16th month I was in. I didn't see any excitement. It was just, and he made my day. He got up on someone's shoulders and pulled all the cameras down in the yard so the prison officers couldn't see what was going on. But he forgot on the next wing that there's cameras all watching. So it watches all the other yards. So it's watching the both yards, all the cameras. And the prison officers, this went on from 2 o'clock. Sorry, people, this went on from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. You're meant to be locked at 7 o'clock.
So
this one on the 10 because it was a sunny day and it went right through. It was getting dull, like proper dull in the darkness. And the prison officers come up, and there was about 60 of them, and they were getting on like Vikings. They were covered in rat jeans and all the rat gear and all. They're going up, and this is not, I won't make this up for this podcast. That's my hand on my heart. It was on Belfast Live. Read it, check it on Belfast Live. McGabry prison lockdown on 2023, was it? Or 24?
That would be right.
One of the two of them. It was one of them, because I got out there.
So you're still making the news even when you're in jail, big man?
And there was drones and a ring flying over us, but you know me, doing the circles with no top on, shorts on, socks burnt out, my gullies were burnt out with sweat, starving it was. But I was still showing that drone west side. I'm from West Belfast, mate, fuck you.
Here, Steve, see in jail, like, I don't know if you can talk about it. Is there much drugs going in and out of them jails?
To be quite honest, that's a question I can't answer, but in a way, yeah.
Right, we'll cut it out.
No, I mean, like, no, it's not cutting it out. It's just me, like, yeah, I would say, to be quite honest, there's more drugs in the prison than there is. There's more people in there on drugs relapsing than they're coming out fresh. And that's me
Could
not
you get
being,
away with smoking a joint? In jail.
If you were to smoke a joint in jail, would a screw grab you? Like,
you'd be drug tested, and the whole place will be locked down.
Fuck.
And then your cell be searched, and then you be searched.
So, see, a gram of coke in jail, much would it cost?
All jokes. I mean, like, this one thing get the That's when they get the bar for a pint. There you go.
0.1 grams.
Probably less than that there. And it was only for £75, sorry.
That was
real bad. So if you're talking a gram, you're talking about £5,000.
Bollocks. Is that how dear it is?
That's real serious. All jokes they say. And
I can't believe you couldn't get away with smoking a joint, like. That's hard. Like, what, I would struggle. Like,
is this okay to speak about this?
Yeah, what about phones, Stephen? What about phones? Anyone run about with cell phones?
Smart people, yeah.
Did they, right now?
Smart people,
because you see people like, recording the raps in the jails and all. Do you ever see videos and they're standing in the cell and they're rapping like, fuck, Mazza and all done it before you get out.
I tell you what, Liverpool's number one.
But here, but
I'm not trying to be big-headed here. Everyone else has their own ways and their own facts and whatever and all. But see, Mazza, from my heart and my feelings, the quite honest is, he's better than Jordan McCann. People can have their own taste and facts.
Obviously, he's better than Jordan McCann.
His fire in the booth was way better than Jordan McCann's.
Maz's fire in the booth is probably the best, bar Rats 32's. But here, see, Jordan McCann's living off two songs, mate.
I don't know.
Yes, all right.
My brother.
I take food from my brother.
What about everybody else? He promised when he was in prison he was going to shout out their names. Did he shout their names out? I didn't hear anybody else getting shouted out. And Jordan McCann's thing. Maz is number one in Liverpool, and I think he will achieve right up early. He's massive.
Eminem's
already talking about him.
He did message him. He messaged him on social media.
Fuck, that's lethal, mate.
Fuck, Steve, where would you get it? Carlsberg, fucking.
Listen to me. That's what happens when you hear. Seeing you sponsor him.
Yeah.
And you know about him.
Seeing you sponsor
by. Call me. Give us a ring.
Yeah, seeing you sponsored by R Kings. I mean, R Kings sort you out too.
R Kings, the coach.
No, honest.
Yeah, we were down with Thurston. We were down the other day.
We
were down the other day. Right, me and Slice went in, right? There's a couple of boys. A guy called Mark. He's the owner.
Shout out to Mark.
We went in, and a couple of boys just sitting playing a game of pool upstairs. We went up and met them. Took us a walk around the place. Many Lambos was there? There was about four Lambos. There was about four Fiaris.
Scary.
You want to see the fucking cars, Dav? And it's like, fuck me, lads. This is what you're saying. £20,000 a podcast.
Yeah, I know, but that's what happens when you're dedicated and the hard work.
Did you ever watch MTV Cribs years ago and it was like Floyd Mayweather's house and you walk in and he shows you all his cars? That's the way it was. I swear.
But see, to be honest, Steve, we've.
Shut the front door.
We haven't had a proper paid sponsor and we've been gaining more views than fucking near. Like, most. Like, fucking 90% of the podcast in Northern Ireland, we've been consistent getting we get the best clips. And I'm not even just saying that. So it was just about time.
Loyal fans.
It was just about time. Someone came fucking and sorted the lads out. Yep. So me and Slice got our holidays paid off, spent money. You want more, Slice?
Thank you, the Arc.
Here, but see, to be honest, we've invited Mark and I think it's a guy called Gam. I don't know. They're
up
coming up
to
the podcast. So, but they actually want us to go down there and do it down in their.
I think it would be a better spot than down.
They have a barn all down there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go down there. I think probably not. Maybe next week, the week after, we'll be down. But I mate.
Well, he's excited.
Mate, I can't fucking wait.
Where are you going?
They need a sponsor to Paco, really, and fucking get.
Listen to me. I'm all peace. Everything's all about peace and representing and listening to people that, you know, just. You need to be real to do what you need to do because you can't stand behind it and say, no, like this is done. If you know you're doing wrong or if it's not right to what you're going to do, then don't do it.
Correct.
Here and as well. Do you know, 5 times I've tried to get Stephen on. I think I said this at the start of the podcast. 5 times I couldn't get him.
I always had that out crying talk at all. I swear, I can't do it, though.
Yeah, one of Lock Slick there. He's come in with a new pair of 95s. Brand new tracksuit. A bandana flew in from fucking Spain. He made sure he looked the part and he's like, I'm coming in here because I know all the females will be watching me and I know my inbox is going to blow up, so I'm going to look the part. And he does.
Fast 2-pack.
And you do look apart, mate, you do.
I'm going to be honest, like, I'm actually so privileged because Gavin has been asking me to get on and I've obviously been cutting them off and stuff now, but I'm really happy now that I'm here and You know, and I'm starting to feel back to myself now too, because obviously I went through a wee bit of a rough time and things, and like obviously they asked me at the start now about
the
me in prison,
real,
like what
bro,
way did I feel coming out of prison now? Like it wasn't like it was all happiness and, you know, joyments now. It was always your sad tears and your pain watching things now too that you missed. And a lot of time, it was 26 months, it was hard missing your family and missing stuff, but I conquered it. I'm here now. I'm still living, still breathing, and I'm sitting here.
Still
in Gavin Burns' motherfucking podcast with Liam Bo.
Anyone you want to shout out?
Right, I would like the
because you did ask. Steve, we usually have a fucking tip, shout out, tip jar.
That's right.
Liam filled it, but then he hasn't even been here the last couple of weeks.
I'm only going to shout out our kings.
Yes,
all right. Week.
You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay for that. Our Kings and fucking Boutique Infinity Talent Salon.
But here, we've seen a wee bit of beef speculating online with you and another fella here. So, we would like you to get to the bottom of it. Well, the people want to know, well, how did this start? How did this begin? What's actually going on?
This fella that these people think that I'm beefing with, there is no beef. It's just peace. And you call this fella John Curly Head Nugent. And regardless of it all, we have our ups and our downs. But John doesn't understand. I managed to say what I
want. You say what you want,
say what you want.
Right. Nugent, I warned you. And I'm not going to warn you again. Now, just relax, do you hear me? Just take it fucking easy. Because see, if it was that easy, we'd be all fucking doing it. Just take it fucking easy. Hear me? Now, are you still curling up in your blankets? Phoning our Sean and Dan all saying, I swear to God, I can't. I swear to God, I'm not going to work at all day and all. Your name's going to kill me. Your name's going to kill me at all. Please, they tell me to stop phoning Sean and all. Fuck's sake, Ninja Man, what are you doing? Jesus Christ, lad, you're a bricklayer. Oh, that's right, I forgot. You're a cowboy. Cowboy bricklayers are looking you. You're the worst. Even we Stewie Griffin, we Smicker. Peace out, Smicker. Love you, bro. Westside motherfucker. We Smicker, Liam McComb, number ones. But with me and John Nugent,
it's John your mate, huh?
100%.
He's from down the road, isn't he?
He's from down the road, but he knows off me. And obviously...
Oh, so do you not actually know each other?
I didn't know, obviously, he knew me.
I see him talking. He's good crack. Like, he's funny.
John Nugent, and I'm going to tell John, it's me telling you out in the podcast, bro. You are one of the most characters, cunts, I've ever met.
He's funny. Like,
I take it from you, you cunt. That's where I get this from, you. Always remember, that's where my confidence comes. That's where my happiness comes, the likes of you. Now, just relax, or do you hear me? Just relax, don't be jumping in. Do you hear me? Because if it was that easy, we'd be all doing it. Bum, John, just take it easy now. But listen, there's no beef. It's peace, and I love him to death. And he is brilliant.
Steve, what, so for yourself, going forward, what's the big plans for you? No more jail, no more drugs.
Look,
no
to
more-
be quite honest, I'm all for drugs and stuff and whatever and all. It's no happy endings, obviously, but it's a start. I'm trying my best. It's been hard that obviously people don't see in a way because I don't show it in a way. I just get on with it. I just keep it inside me. But at the same time too, people have their own lives, their own stuff and whatever and all. But I'm a peacemaker. I want to hear what you have and what your problems are so I can try and help you.
100%.
Instead of people like out there, instead of coming and asking me, it's just judge, go, 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 this. Instead of asking first before you have your facts. They don't have facts until they know the truth. Do you get me? And it's the truth. Everybody gets it. Trust me, I've been there, done it, wore a t-shirt. And remember, I forgot to tell the podcast and all too. The Holy Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. I'm 33 today, and he was 33 when he was crucified. I'm still going now the way I am now.
Was Jesus 33 when he died?
33 years of age.
Bollocks.
And I'm 33 now, and I'm Stephen Tupac already.
His man was a virgin to him tomorrow. Like.
I'm a Catholic, but I don't believe it.
As it says, Lambo, let him have his own belief. You look like you broke your heart, sir. Like, are you alright?
I can tell by looking.
So we're going. Listen, you take your time.
So Shout out to Bambinos. Happy Red Rock Road.
Shout out looking to after. Looking after everybody with their pizzas.
Mate, have you not watched The Ringer?
Will you shut
Johnny
up?
Knoxville all called
folks
people.
Folks, you're waiting to ladder right? Up next door.
So, Gavin, you're away for 2 weeks, big man. We've been missing you. How was you're coming back with a wee bit of a tan and all here, big man? What's going on? The people have been wondering where are you?
Mate, well, we had three episodes recorded, so no one would have noticed. But I was in Orlando for 2 weeks with the wife and child, and was in Disneyland, all the best parks. I ran to the Mustang, here I end up, I've done the Mustang company, done them in, mate. I end up getting the Mustang for free. I'll tell you in a minute. But mate, see, this is what I need to say, right? And anyone out there, see adults who are obsessed with Disney, mate, need hard drives checked. I'm not even lying. I'm being serious, mate. I was over with my chair, right? So I went with my chair, right? Obviously, you're going to the Magic Kingdom, right? It's the biggest Disney park in the world. The big fucking fairy tale castle and all, right? Your chair's loving it. I'm loving it because my chair's loving it. She's loving it because it's a big family thing. And then, mate, you're standing in line for fucking 2 hours and you look up and there's five fellas standing there waiting to get on a Winnie the Pooh ride. Or two women were like, Tinkerbell fucking wings on, and you're going, the fuck's a crack here? This is a kid's fucking park.
Kids should be allowed to go first.
So, listen, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. I had 9 fast passes for 2 weeks, every single park. I'm not even lying, it took me 40 minutes, and I talked my way into 9 fast passes, 5 for Disney and 3 for, 3 for Universal. So, there was Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios, City Walkers in the park, Volcano Bay, and then 5 Disney parks. This took me 40 minutes. People, fuck, because I'm a fucking good bullshitter.
I don't
want to say it because everyone's going to do it.
Well, tell us your tricks.
Well, I'm going to tell you, right? Anyone going to Florida, Orlando?
Here's a wee tip.
I can't even. No, I'll tell you, right?
Tell the people. The working class people need to know.
I'll tell you. So, this is what I've done. So, there's people actually pay like 50. So there's this thing called the Lightning Lane in Disney, right? Lightning Lane is like a fast lane, and Universal having it's a fast pass lane. But what you can do, so there's a ride called Hagrid's. It's like a fucking, it's a roller coaster on a motorbike. The lane's 90 minutes long, but you can pay Universal so much money to
just to go
just front? To cut the lane, right? They're scumbags because they charge you 1,000 pounds. And I'm going to tell you how to do it for free, right? So I was standing in the lane. I was in Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. And I stand, because every park has Wi-Fi. I'm sitting on my phone going, hold on a minute. These cunts are getting one over me. I paid a grand for this park and these bastards have me standing here 2 hours in this lane. I'm going to go wait 2 hours in that lane. I'm going to get on free rides for this fucking, for the money I've paid to get in this park. I went on fucking nice complaint. Put me through the late chat. I says, listen, my fucking chair is kicking people and biting people and spitting on them. I'm fighting my fucking parents in the lane here. I've had to leave a lane twice. I says, do you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to leave a bad review. Next thing I just could. It asked me, was I in the theme park? I says, yes, obviously I'm in the theme park. I'm in the fucking lane. So they put me forward to the front of the lane of like a live chat thing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, a wee Zoom call come up. I clicked on the Zoom call. Put me through to some woman. So she goes to me, I need to ask a couple of questions. So I'm sitting in one of the Disney parks. I found a wee quiet corner. I need to ask a couple of questions. So you're saying your child lashes out, bites, kicks. I says he does. And he's been doing it the whole way in that fucking lane. And it's doing my head in. Because I'm having to argue with parents. Don't even. She was like, well, I need to ask a couple of questions. I said, go ahead, shoot away. She says, how did he get over on a 10-hour flight? I says, he fucking slept the whole way over. That's how he got over. And he sat on my knee, and she says, right, so what's he do when he goes to school? I says, what do you mean? I just bring him to school. I just answered her questions, because as I said, you can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Yeah.
So then she turned around and goes, I need to talk to the child, right? So she got me on that one. I was like, fuck. But that's because I was sitting on FaceTime there. So your woman had a wee Stitch, you know Stitch, Disney doll, Lilo and Stitch. She had a Stitch doll, and she goes, I need to talk to Laxley. That's what you call my son. I need to talk to him. And I didn't wear him off. I never knew what would have happened, right? So I says, right, but how long? Because he's in a bad old state here. He's fucking carrying on ballys. He's running about kicking people. So I had the phone and I went, actually, kick me when I put the phone on. And she just, my missus, I go, what? I says, kick me when I put the phone on. I turned it around and she goes, Loxley. Next thing, Loxley starts trying to kick, punch, kick me. I was like, look, I told you, he doesn't want to be on camera. Listen, this is my child. You understand why I don't want him on camera. No, like, start cannot belly. You should, I start going, Universal, we're able to fucking help me out here. I don't see why I'm being interrogated by Disney. This isn't something I'd signed up for. Do you know what to do? Refund me the money because I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home and fed up. Oh, no. Well, listen. I've just approved your fast pass. It's on your account. I says, I just had the phone at him. See you later, love. Right up the front of your line. Go ahead, lads. That's how it's done, Steve. When you have to, here, know what I mean? But here, I paid for free. I paid £1,000 for my ticket, her ticket, and her ticket. And
what was that Disneyland Paris?
That's a Barnsley man in America.
It was Disneyland in
Florida. Sorry, not Florida. Because my sisters went to Disneyland Paris. But I didn't know anything about that.
Sitting in that fucking sun, mate. That sun's fucking 35 degrees heat. I'm sitting there going, hold on a minute. I paid £1,000 to come to this park. I'm standing there like a fucking idiot. We're all people. You know what I mean? Hold on, like, what the fuck's crack here?
If you can do it, mate.
I says, what's your crack here? I'm not a dickhead. Do you know what I mean? But it ended up. Didn't have the real money. I ended up feeling grim. I was walking by and I was like, there's all the pilgrims. There's all the pilgrims and we'll pay for a fast pass. See you later. I was getting off rage, just come back on them. They're all still standing. Where's this cunt in here twice, bastard? But listen, it is what it is. Anyone wants
I know, but listen to me. Let me say something here for a second, right? So you knew it was 35 degrees. Yeah, you're standing there, your child anyway, and your wife, whatever. And you knew in your head, hold on here, I'm online here, I'm gonna fucking hang here, such and such. And look what you just done. Bang. You outsmarted the cunts.
Wait, I was outsmarted them. What do you hear us?
I know, but listen to me, you says about the money and all, oh fuck, I bet this and blah, blah, blah. Any York cunt would have just went like that there, fuck, I'm gonna stand here like a dickhead.
See, the
hang lane.
See, this is why. See,
do you get me, Limbo? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's
see,
the truth.
See, the working class people, all the working class people will think like that. See, them Americans, they're fucking idiots, mate. They're dickheads. They would stand and go, no, that's wrong, man. You can't do that. They're all think that that's the wrong thing to do. I says, I don't give a
fuck. But you remember who you are. I know you remember. You put your foot down and tell them it's where you're from and where we represent. West Belfast. We don't take no fucking shit.
I was going to say, big lad, I need to go to
here, big lad. Buzzy, he's probably going to do fucking nothing. Yeah, he's probably, he was looking at me. He was probably looking at your belly. What'd you say, man? What'd you say?
Probably didn't even understand him.
Like, I'm sorry, man. I'm fucking sorry about that, man. Just pass on.
No, I mean, even you were heard, did you have to speak a wee bit slow for them to understand you? Or did you know what you were saying?
Because people playing a bullshit. And I screenshot it. Seeing I was on FaceTime, your woman, I was laughing and all. And she had like a wee stitch doll, and she was like, a wee bit of paper showing me how I get the fast pass and all. I was just sitting going, like, I hid the phone from her because it was on my phone. I was saying, oh, the man, this is. But this was day one. So I says, now tell me this. I have another fucking 5 day Disney passes here and I don't want this, I don't want to be going through this every day. She goes, oh no, I'll do you for 2 weeks, roll your parks. I've done the same with Universal, mate. I was walking by, people are going, fuck's sake, big lad, you're not paying for his fast pass, just smell like cunt.
Yes, that's your conquer name. You're outsmarting these people that they think they have you under control. You get me out some money you pay for. You pay for what you are there to do.
Mate, I've seen him beating kids and kicking them and spitting on them all. You
done them dirty, like, but there, you got your way to.
You're
outsmarted them.
You shouldn't have to pay that type of money. You stand the fucking two on
them. I know, but listen, you outsmarted them, you did. You used your brain. I'm online here, hold on here, I'm going to do such, and look what you've done. Here. Straight up the top. See you later, our mate. Boy, you go, mate. You're back in it.
I tell you what, there was sometimes, right, because the fucker did feel a bit cat. These cunts are waiting 3-4 hours in the lane, right? And I'm walking straight up the top, and I was going, and you get the top, and the two queues made each other at the top, right? So when we get the top, and then they go, right, they go to me, go ahead. And sometimes, just the kindness of me, go, I said, do you know what? Look, I look at the pilgrim lane and go, go ahead, mate. Go yawn in front of me. You've only been waiting 4 hours. Go ahead, yeah, big lad.
Stanty's loving it. Yeah, one step closer.
Fuck off. Get back in that lane, you cunt. But wait a minute. It has to be done.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, because Gavin, the way you're saying it, no. I've seen every single one of your fucking Instagram videos. I've seen them all. Taking out that fucking, what was it again? What'd you call that car?
Mustang.
The big Mustang, purple and convertible. By the way, it was a, obviously he's all saying it. I think a blue, purple.
Right, I'll tell you what happened, right? And I want someone, because someone told me I'll not get back in the America because of this, right?
What?
So I'm going to tell you
for what?
I went to book a golf. Volkswagen Golf, bog standard, it was 370.
Bog standard, what do you think you're on the way, look?
Right. But this, right, it was a bog standard. It was a bog standard golf. It was $370. We rented for the second week. But obviously, me being a nosy cunt, I just scrolled down just to see the different types of cars for the different. Obviously, when you go down, prices get higher, but the cars get better.
Yes.
So as I get down, it got to 470. So I was paying 370 for a Golf. And I came up, convertible Mustang. And I was like, I would be a dream for me to drive that. So I was like, do you know what? I says to her, I says, I'm going to pay the extra 100 quid for the $100. So that's like 70 quid to get the Mustang. So I booked it, went up to get the Mustang. And me and her went up and went up. We only got it for the second week. Yeah. I went in, I says, there's all my stuff, passport, there's all my stuff. She says, where's the credit card? It was booked on Jolene's name. But see, if it's your wife, you can, husband and wife can drive.
Yes, on the, yeah.
So when we get up, she says, I've left the credit card in the hotel. So your American fella done us a favor. Now, right, we shafted the bollocks at him. He says, listen, well, I'll put, have you got a bank card there? I says, I do. She says, right, I'm going to put the bank card down. But once you get back here, you need to switch that to the credit card because we need to take the payment from it. I says, that's no problem. We booked it on a Sunday morning. So see, when I brought it back, Steve, it was a Sunday night and the fucking shop was closed. So, right, so I was like, it's just a wee note saying, leave the keys in the box.
Yeah.
But he was meant to switch my bank card to her credit card.
Yes.
But it was closed, so he didn't do it. So I had to leave the keys in the box, jumped on my flight and came home. I says to her, here, they haven't took that money out of my car, out of my bank yet. And he says, because it's not open. So there's a wee place
that's
over.
That's how you do it, mate.
There's a wee place over in America. I was flying around the Mustang for a week. They didn't get a penny on me. Cons are going to me, but sure, when you get back to America, you're not going to get in. I says, sure, what's that got to do with a car rental company? Oh, I says, that was that fella's. That was that fella's fault for not sent me back to get her credit card.
And Gavin didn't listen to me, mate. And
is that me being a cunt?
No, yeah. I didn't see to be put honest. Gavin, no.
I put diesel in it.
You got a good holiday. You got to see the best fucking theme park with your kid and your wife. Not only that, you got the fast passes for free for a week. And you got a free Mustang to drive for a week. That's a fucking free one.
As it says.
Whose fault was it?
So your fella should have sent me back to get her credit card.
Right, okay. Right? And but now you're feeling bad because he didn't.
Because he didn't. And
you outsmarted him again. Not only once, but twice.
But Steve,
it's Stephen Nevin. You can't feel bad on something that wasn't your mistake.
Listen, I don't give a fuck.
Wasn't your mistake. I know, but you're saying like, you're thinking this in your head going like, should I have done that? Should I have done that? You drove back till the place and it was closed. That's not your fault.
I didn't have no money in the account.
And you were fucking broke.
I didn't have no money in the account, and when they took the money out, it wasn't there.
So?
So what am I
doing? So, yeah, listen, no one knew anything about it anyway. Why are you still talking about it? Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. Do you hear what he's saying?
Steve, before we wrap it up, we're going to be thinking of a wee 5v5 kind of thing with fighters going against the whiskey and weight.
Right.
There's
Burnley's coming on with Stephen. We do have a 5v5 running. There's going to be 5 of our fighters versus 5 of Whiskey and Mice fighters. It'll be in the Dabney's here. Me and Slice are going to meet Tom.
And I'm absolutely looking forward to it.
But we're going
to
bring Burnsy on because
he's the main man.
Burnsy!
One of my picks was going to be Steven.
Thank you so much.
My money's on Steven.
Do you fit?
Absolutely, Gavin.
Any
person. To be quite honest, anyone is. Look, it depends no matter what. It depends no matter what way it is.
It'll be true.
And to be quite honest, I don't care who it is.
Right, where's the big man? And is his mic on?
Yep, just turned it on there. What's it down?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Watch that scene, it's not like
he's here, ladies and gentlemen, the goat of the fighting
Swiss
game.
Is still main podcast?
Yep.
But do you want to tell you something? Are you fighting on the 5v5 with Tyrone McCann and Tommy in the Whiskey Mate?
And the Fit Fuse.
Yeah, you're on our team.
Right, that's good.
Team working Steve, class.
Are you fighting on it?
Absolutely.
Team working class.
Any money is off it, any money is.
So we've got two of our candidates here.
Yeah, he'll fight Tommy. Tommy, if you want it, Stephen will fucking fight you.
Any money is not here, that's not even a guarantee. Well, that's a fact. I'll fight any money.
Burnsy, would you fight Tom?
Listen, I would kill Tyrone McKenna.
Holy God, yeah, Tyrone here, I may have an ambulance, but I say bye.
Here, shoot down his throat now.
And here, Tommy McCarthy, you got a such a hating from my big fella with a baldy head. He got you in the ring, he gave you a such a hating.
Here, but he's...
What if he calls you out here in the Dabneys?
But I've got Roberto.
You've got Roberto,
what about Burnsy? Me sitting next to you? You've got me too. Don't worry about it. You've got me too.
He's a comedian. I know what I mean.
I don't care if he's still a comedian or not. With Tyrone McKenna, like, but you were sitting with him.
They're my mates. Would you go on their podcast?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Because
would you go on with me if I bring you on?
No, why?
Right, all right. I'll say it to him.
Here, guys. Me and Roberto's fight up in the Dabneys. If anybody wants to come and watch me and Roberto, Roberto has to wear his pink wig and I have to wear my blonde wig in the ring, so there'll be an ambulance on standby for Roberto Loosley.
So guys,
come and show your food support for Burnsy. Me and not against Roberto Loosley.
Burnsy, tell him what event it's.
Oh, Burnsy, yes.
It's Whiskey and Wade versus the
Working Class Podcast, guys. So come and watch it. It'll be a brilliant night out. It's a night one, so. Here, Roberto, you're going down, boyo.
I hope that's
this all. This is the biggest call out to Roberto Luzzi and Anthony, the boyfriend. So you better, two of you better watch this game coming for you.
Right, so anyone, we're going to leave it at that. We're going to switch over to Patreon. Steam Tupac early.
I need a slice.
And Burnsy are both on the Patreon for the next half an hour. So anyone wants to watch, jump over. Love and Levy.
Just keep it. Just wanted to share it on the Patreon or the podcast?
No, on the Patreon.